Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. When a respected leader says, "If you were to do only this and nothing else, your communication would improve immensely," I want to know what this is. Well, today I'm going to tell you because yesterday I discovered it. Yesterday, I finished the audiobook, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, by John C. Maxwell. Now, I also own the longer paper copy by the same title. Now, I suspect you know Maxwell. If you don't, John is an internationally recognized leadership expert, speaker, coach, and author who sold over 19 million books. I think the very first workshop I attended specifically devoted to leadership was with John Maxwell, probably some 30 years ago. It was in Anderson, Indiana. I can still remember it. And since that time, I have listened to his lectures, read his books, and gleaned mounds of insight from this man. Maxwell was a keynote at the Global Leadership Summit this year, and it was great for me to see a guy, now 71 years old, still loving what he does, still sharing insight with that same vitality I saw so many years ago. In his book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, Maxwell unpacks five principles and five practices that anyone can leverage to better connect and thus better communicate with others. Now let's listen to what John has to say about this.
Anytime you are aware of a gap between you and the people with whom you're trying to connect, it's wise to try to move to their world mentally, if not physically, and then search for something in your own background and experience that relates to theirs. This willingness to see things from others' point of view is really the secret of finding common ground, and finding common ground is really the secret of connecting. If you were to do only this and nothing else, your communication would improve immensely in every area of your life. Because this is so important, I want to give you four questions you can ask yourself to help you become a better connector.
Here's my aha moment. If you want to communicate, first connect. And if you want to connect, first find common ground. And if you want to find common ground, well, ask these four questions. And here they are. Number one, ask, do I feel what you feel? Before asking, do you feel what I feel? And Maxwell says, effective communicators, they take people on a journey, but they can't take people on that journey unless they start where those people are, i.e., I have to get to know the people I'm talking with. And then he discussed Herb Kelleher, the founder of Southwest Airlines, who was a master at entering into the lives of other people. And he said Herb would travel around the country meeting and spending time with employees at every level, coming alongside and entering into their lives, if even only for a few moments, to understand what they were feeling. I'm remembering a Maxwellism that I heard years ago, which is, walk slowly through the crowds. And Maxwell taught me years ago, it's in walking slowly that I can take the time to enter into other people's lives. And I need this because people who know me know that I move too quickly, often walking past people because I'm in a hurry. Number two, ask, do I see what you see? Before asking, do you see what I see? And John shares the time, John shares the story of the time when in his 30s, he got to hear Paul Rees at a leaders conference, and Rees at that time was in his 80s. And during the Q&A, someone asked Rees if he could go back in his life and do something differently, what would it be? And Maxwell said, I'll never forget his reply. Because Rees said, if I could go back to my days as a young father, I would work harder on seeing things from my children's eyes. And he went on to explain that he had missed many teaching moments because he wanted his children to see what he saw first instead of seeing what they saw first. That is so good. Am I taking time to see what others see before I'm asking them to see what I see? And this is so important, especially when it comes to casting vision. Number three, ask, Do I know what you know? Before asking, do you know what I know? And this is echoing what God tells us in Proverbs 18:13. And here's what he says. If one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame. And how many times do I want to butt in and tell people what I think and what I know before really hearing them out, before probing what they know and what they're thinking and what they're feeling? Well, number four is this. Ask, do I know what you want? Before asking, do you know what I want? And Maxwell shared about how his church beat the summer attendance slump. And one spring, he told the congregation that during the summer, he was going to preach a series entitled You Asked For It, and it was going to address the subjects they most wanted to hear. And he said during that summer, attendance actually went up. And for those of us in the church world, we know that that is not often the case. And John says, when I want to get to know someone, I ask three questions. Number one, what do you dream about? Number two, what do you sing about? And number three, what do you cry about? And he says, if you know the answer to these questions, you're going to be able to find common ground with someone and connect with that person. Well, if you want to communicate, first connect. And if you want to connect, first find common ground. And if you want to find common ground, ask these four questions. That's my thought on my walk with John Maxwell and Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Now, what are you going to do with that insight in your walk through life?